Time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
And with us today on Intelligent Investing, Justin Anderson, president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. And Justin, did you think we'd ever be doing a program that involves the coronavirus and its impact on the stock market? But here we are.
Here we are, Manny. And I want to talk about this. And first, I just want to say I'm not a healthcare expert. All right, but I figured we'd look at this the same way we looked at, you know, the drone strike a couple weeks back, right? We've got a lot of fear going in the market. The market was red this morning. Everyone saw it when they woke up. So let's look at some of these viral outbreaks in the past. We'll try to learn from history. If you can remember SARS a long time ago, 2002, 2003, right?
Right.
6 months following the first case of SARS, the S&P 500 was up 14.5%. Remember the Ebola virus?
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking 2013, 2014. 6 months following that, the stock market was up 5.34%. And finally, Zika. Zika is much more recent. From January 2016, the market was up 12% 6 months following that. And if you look 12 months following the first case of all these viruses that we were all very scared was going to come and hit us and take everyone away, each one of those were up even further than that. So a lot of this is obviously fear-driven. I'm not a healthcare expert. I have no idea what's going to happen in the future. It's obviously going to affect the Chinese market to some extent, the Chinese economy, and it's going to affect things like the airlines. It's a lot of fear driving us right now. I'm not going to sell out all my stocks. I'm not getting out of the stock market. I'm going to do what the World Healthcare Organization told me to do. I'm going to wash my hands with soap and water, and I'm going to cough and sneeze into my elbow.
The bottom line of all this is the market always is reacting to something going on in the world. But soon as that passes, the market gets its mindset back and starts doing what it normally does, which is looking at the serious side of businesses and how they're growing.
And looking to the future, and the natural evolution and course of business is growth.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Manny.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.